title. Productive performance of female tilapia, Oreochromis niloticus, under different management methods. Authors: José A. Estrada Godinez, Gustavo A. Rodriguez Montes de Oca, Maria del R. Pacheco Marges, Maria Ibanuelos Vargas. Abstract. Objectives: to assess the effect of different farming methods on the condition factor and egg production of female tilapia brooders. Materials and methods: 3 different brooder stocks were kept under 3 experimental treatments, TC, green water, control, T1 aquamimicry, and T2, bioflock. Each broodstock was repeated in each experimental treatment. A sex ratio of 2:1 was used, and a commercial diet with a 32% protein content was provided twice daily for 60 days. The condition factor was estimated at the beginning and end of the experiment. Every week, the eggs produced in each tank were collected. At the end of the experiment, the total production volume was estimated in all experimental treatments. Results: for the condition factor, no significant differences were observed at the beginning of the experiment, but at the end, significant differences were recorded among the broodstocks but not among the treatments. No significant differences were observed when the condition factor was assessed among broodstocks or experimental treatments. Finally, significant differences in egg production were observed among the experimental treatments, with higher production in the 3 broodstocks of the T1 treatment, with a production volume of approximately 80 ml. Conclusions: maintaining tilapia broodstock in aquamimicry culture systems significantly increases egg production volume. Keywords: autotrophic systems, heterotrophic systems, condition factor, brooders, egg production. This and other articles can be found on the journal MVZ Cordoba page.